Good morning, St. Bridget's. Miss Cottrell here.
Good morning, Miss Daltrey here.
We just wanted to check in on you all. We are just starting week 7 of lockdown. Time is going really slow, but also really fast. The days are passing us by, but it feels like a lifetime ago when we were all together at school. I read a little quote the other day and it got me thinking that all of you children at home must be going through lots and lots of emotions all of the time, but so will your grown-ups. So we need to really be mindful of all of our grown-ups as well as ourselves. I'm going to read you the quote, grown-ups listening and children, and see if you've felt some of these emotions whilst in lockdown. Here we go. One day I feel happy, the next day I feel sad. One day I feel good, the next day I feel bad. One day I feel full of energy, the next day I feel worn out. One day I feel confident, the next day I feel full of doubt. One day I feel carefree, the next day I feel I care too much. One day I feel on top of things, the next day I feel out of touch. One day I feel brave, the next day I feel scared. One day I feel ready, the next day I feel unprepared. One day I feel proud, the next day I feel shame. But I should never feel alone because other people feel the same. We are all on the same journey. And I have really relied upon all of my close friends from St. Bridget's and my close friends from out of school. Miss Daltrey has been a real close friend to me through all of this. We've had many laughs and chats, and I've cried and we've laughed and we've shared lots of stories through lockdown. So Miss Daltrey and I were going to read another poem for you today to make us realise that this won't last forever, children. And making sure that when we are feeling sad, when we are feeling angry, if we're feeling happy, that we always talk about our feelings. So whether we talk about our feelings with our friends or our families, don't hold those feelings in and make sure we're always talking about how we're feeling. It'll make us feel better in the long run. Miss Daltrey, shall we read our other poem?
Oh, definitely, sir. Would you like me to start, Miss Cottrell?
Go on.
The time we spring cleaned the world. The world, it got so busy. There were people all around. They left their germs behind them, in the air and on the ground.
These germs grew bigger and stronger. They wanted to come and stay. They didn't want to hurt anyone. They really just wanted to play.
Sometimes they tried to hold your hand or tickled your throat or nose. They could make you cough and sneeze and make your face as red as a rose.
And so these germs took over. They started to make people ill. And with every cough we coughed, more and more germs would spill.
All the kings and all the queens had a meeting. It's time to clean up the world, they said. And so they had to close lots of fun stuff just so the germs couldn't spread.
We couldn't go to cinemas or restaurants for our tea. There was no football or parties. The world got as quiet as can be.
The children stopped going to school. The mums and dads went to work less. Then a great big giant scrubbing brush cleaned the sky and the sea and the mess.
Dad started teaching the maths. Big brothers and sisters played with us more. Mums were in charge of homework. And we read and played jigsaws galore.
The whole world was washing their hands and building stupid toilet roll forts. Outside was quiet and peaceful. Now home was a place for all sports.
So we played in a world that was home, and our days filled up with fun and love. And the germs, they grew smaller and smaller, and the sun watched from up above.
Then one morning the sun woke up early. She smiled and stretched her beams wide. The world had been fully spring cleaned. It was time to go back outside.
We opened our doors oh so slowly and breathed in the clean and fresh air. We promised that forever and always of this beautiful world we'd take care.
Wow, what a beautiful poem, Miss Cottrell. It really explains lots of things that are happening to us at this moment.
Now, those last two paragraphs, we're not quite there yet, but we're getting closer and closer each day. Hopefully soon the world will be back to normal and we can start doing all of those things we've been missing. But until then, there are some really positive things that we can take out of this. Miss Daltrey, do you want to share them?
Yes, I have been looking on the internet and I found some interesting facts about what has been happening to our environment during this lockdown. So I can tell you, children, that our air is a lot cleaner and we and a lot more increased visibility. It means that the air has had the single greatest possible effect, okay? It is clearer, it is cleaner, and less cars are on the road, less buses, less people are travelling to school and work. So our air is a lot cleaner for us to breathe in.
Fantastic, Miss Daltrey.
Brilliant. There's another fact. We have got clearer water in our oceans, in our rivers and in our seas. It says here that in Venice, one of the most famous cities with water, it's famous for their winding canals, is a lot clearer. Venice's water is actually famous for being quite stinky and quite murky, but now the water seems to have cleaned and been, it's improved. They are actually finding lots more wildlife, fish and crabs in their waters.
Wow.
And this is another interesting fact.
A really important, the message that we were trying to help our climate and our environment before lockdown. Our school had done a lot of work on this. So this is really, really fantastic, children.
Mm-hmm. And one that I thought was absolutely brilliant and really made me smile. It is thought that the wildflowers could have their greatest bloom ever known. So we're going to have lots of beautiful flowers growing wild in our environment because our air is a lot cleaner. And then we've got lovely, lovely, less pollution. People are really taking care of our environment.
Wow. So there are lots of positives. It might not feel like it. We may have up days, we may have down days, but make sure you find those special friends to talk to, your family. Ask your grown-ups how they're feeling because they might be having a bad day. And just take this time to stop what you're doing, have more cuddles, play more games, and spend time with your family, trying not to worry about the worries and stresses of our what we're all going through.
Definitely. Go on that family walk. Go out in the garden and kick the football. Give each other a big hug. Watch that film that you've said that you were going to watch. Really take the time just to talk to each other and give each other lots of hugs.
And hopefully, in no time at all, we'll all be reunited back together for our St. Bridget's school family. Missing you lots, children. Stay safe. And Miss Daltrey and I will see you soon.
Bye.